Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of March 2016, and this is the 337th Moll Out Loud podcast. So it is the last day of this quarter today, and tomorrow I'm going to be reviewing my last 3 months and just seeing where I thought I was going to be going when I started the year out and where I've got to, whether there's any correlation between where I thought I was going to go and where I am now. But for today, I just spent the day as a day and I took note of what I had said yesterday about my next step for the novel and not avoiding it, which is what I have been doing a bit, because of it being too hard. So today I was lucky because it coincided with a verbal to visual work session, which meant that I was working with other people for an hour, and that really helped me get going with this idea that I had for breaking down what needed to be done so that it wasn't creating a muddle in my mind, a sort of just too many things that seemed to all need to be written at the same time, which they obviously can't be. I think it's that difficulty of how our minds work, where there's often a lot of jumbling of ideas and things vying for attention, and it's not the way one writes. Obviously, you could write in a linear format, so somehow you have to get or give the appearance of that full-headedness, but do it in a sequential way, and that is quite an ask. So what I've been doing today is making cards, and I divided the cards into four vague timelines, but I gave a different colour to things that had happened immediately before these scenes are about to start, and I did another colour for what's happening right now in the train. I did another colour for flashbacks, for further ago, and sections that I will actually go into the past to write, and another colour for the immediate future. And then for each of those, I created two squares, one which should capture the general trigger for what that scene is, and the other one is to brainstorm questions that my character will be asking herself in that scene. So I've just got to the point of doing the trigger points, but I haven't done the questions. And so the questions are what I'll be working on probably on Saturday and Tuesday, I think, is my plan. So I do feel very gratified, actually, that this step has been made. I feel very grateful to you for being there so that I could be accountable to you when I spoke to you yesterday, and also to this Doug Neil's verbal to visual work sessions, which are really often quite productive and break through some of the stuckness. And part of it is also this idea of thinking things through more visually. And that's often a really, really good way of resolving problems, whatever they are, trying to draw them out rather than writing them down makes a huge difference to me. to the clarity with which I can address them. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you are finding illuminating ways of working through any stuckness that you might feel. I did realise when I was doing my my work this morning that I was maybe stepping into the overthinking mode. So I did look at my Mr. Simpson and his edict not to overthink. And I think it was quite useful to have that in the back of my mind. So I feel as if the way that I've laid it out now is quite simple and straightforward and not overcomplicated, and that I will be able to go with it on Tuesday, start actual writing again, which will be very, very exciting. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today and all this week, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday, not tomorrow, because tomorrow, as we all know, is a Murmurs of Mole Day.